Good morning, everyone. I know I look a little hanky this morning, but I have been up since 4 working and I had to take Logan to school and get stuff done. And I just was like, you know what? I want to be able to walk for 35 minutes. For those of you who are following my leg journey, I'm allowed to walk right now. I can lift upper body, but honestly, my back's a little tight today, so I didn't want to be lifting any weights today. So I thought I'm going to do a nice 35 minute walk, just, you know, just let the blood get to the working muscle and stuff. And then a shower can happen later. So I know you guys don't really give a shit about what I look like. So you're here for my knowledge drops, not my makeup tip. Well, I think some of you are here for makeup tips. Let's just be honest. But we can do that on another day. All right. Let's do questions. Today is Q&A day. So we have Kathy is going to be posting in here and letting me see all the questions. I want to touch on the as if worksheet first before we get started. So a lot of you are filling it out and you're a little confused, and it's supposed to bring up the confusion, and that is a key piece. So let me tell you why I wrote this worksheet. And I honestly, you know, I've been thinking about it. It's probably going to be one of the most important worksheets I ever developed for all of PNP. And here's why. The first part is for you to see where your weight is, your circumstance, and all the thoughts you have that are creating limits in your life. So I want you to think about, if we are using the model, for example, your weight and your, like, that part is just a circumstance for you. A lot of you think that your weight stops you from doing things. You think it stops you from feeling things. You think it does things to you. It doesn't do anything to you. Now, I know that's going to be like a mind fuck for a lot of you, especially if you have a lot, like if you have a lot of weight to lose and a doctor has said, you know, your diabetes is because of your weight. I want to explain the difference between a truth and a fact. The fact is your weight. The truth is debatable. So you get to decide which truths you want to repeat in your head. It may be true that you have diabetes because of your weight, but where you spend your focus and your energy thinking that, if it's creating a negative feeling about you, then it's going to create negative actions for you. So deciding whether or not you want your truth about your weight to be, it's caused my diabetes, or if you want the truth about your weight to mean, I'm working on my diabetes because this is information I needed to know. It's a very different truth that drops you into a very different state of feeling. So the first if only worksheet is literally provided in order for you to see where you're limiting yourself. So we have our weight, you have thoughts that go along with it. And the reason why I call it if only is because if only I didn't weigh this much, I would be thinking, I would be feeling, and I would be doing these things. The second worksheet is a trick worksheet. It's either going to go one or two ways. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You are either going to fill it out and be like, well, if only I didn't believe my weight was limiting, then I would go ahead and start thinking and feeling these things now, because that will get me to my goal. Like believing that if only, you know, like if I never was able going to, like, let's say I was going to have to weigh 250 the rest of my life. Okay. And my new if only, if I was going to weigh 250 the rest of my life and there was no chance that I was going to lose any more weight or gain any more weight, I would be thinking, it's time to live my best life. Or you would be thinking, this is terrible. Like, I want you to, like, this is like one of those worksheets where it's going to really generate a lot of thought work for you to do. Because if you could never lose any more weight, would you be able to quit thinking a lot of the negative things you think about yourself? Because I want you to think about this. If you think you would be hopeless and all this other kind of stuff, why would that be beneficial? Like, why would you choose to weigh 250 pounds and think your life was over and you were hopeless and all this other stuff? It's going to be mirroring what you're thinking now. We want to get to the point where you can be like, all right, if I couldn't change anything, then I would be thinking, it's time to make the most of my life. It's time to treat myself healthy. Like, being able to eat healthy and exercise despite losing weight, despite weighing 250 pounds. Like, I do it because I'm no longer using my weight as an excuse. That's what the if only worksheet's for. Here's the other thing. It's either going to drum up, like, here's the shit that I would no longer think. Like, I would like, oh, if that, you know, if that was the case, then I'd be doing this. And some of you are coming up on, well, if I couldn't lose any more weight, I would just eat all the ice cream I could. That's going to trigger me to know that you are trying to lose weight thinking that you're giving up a life for a terrible one. Like, whatever it is you paint the picture on, like, if you never lost weight again, those are the things that you're thinking right now is the good life. And that is going to be where you want to go to ask coaches, because that is where you're going to need to show up for coaching calls. Those people, if you like, that is going to show you really clear that you are trying to lose weight thinking, I have to be miserable to lose the weight and then I'll figure out that happy side later. Like, I would just eat all the ice cream. It's like, guys, no, you wouldn't. If you were never going to gain weight and you were never going to lose weight, you would probably start eating like a normal person. There would be no reason to have to eat ice cream all the time. And that's what that worksheet is supposed to do. So there's no right or wrong answers. A lot of you think because the second worksheet feels terrible that you've done it wrong. You've done it exactly right. You're bringing up bullshit that you need to work on now, because that bullshit is what's going to stop you from getting to your goal weight. That's the stuff that's going to prevent you from enjoying the journey. That is the exact things that is going to prevent you from creating a life that includes weight loss that you actually like. If you think the only way to lose your weight is to be miserable, you're doing it wrong. And then some of you are going to do it and just be like, holy shit. If I didn't like consume myself all the time with fat girl thinking, I'd be doing these things and thinking these things and feeling these things. Let's just start that now while we take care of ourselves. Because what I really want to teach you guys is that when you start eating 2 to 2, it's not a punishment. I want to teach you how to start loving the process of eating normally, of eating healthy and stuff, that we're not taking things away from you. We are giving to ourselves. We're giving ourselves the best life. We're giving ourselves the ability to feel our emotions. We're giving ourselves the ability to take pride in what we put in, whether that's an exception or whether that is just our healthy fuel foods. And that's what the If Only worksheet's going to do for you guys. All right. My January newbie, this is Melissa. I went out of town for 14 days. New month, new material. Where do I start? Finish last month, start fresh. I'm not sure. Let's see, if you're a January newbie, you went out of town for 14 days. Yeah, I would just, Melissa, just finish up the No BS. You need to finish No BS. This course, like all new material, you're going to get new material on the first of every month anyway. It's like, if you miss it this time, you can do it the next time. Or you can do it when you finish the No BS, you have like all the content you can do. Whether you do it with us or not is irrelevant. It really isn't. Guys, you get really hung up on thinking that when I'm teaching these classes, like you're supposed to be in lockstep with us, like we're all doing a project together and at the end we're going to have this like finished thing. No, it's like, this is just the focus for this month. Every month we're focusing on something that's going to help you lose weight. So you can like backfill all the recordings, always go into the website so you guys can go back and do that self-paced. If I was you though, I'd finish No BS. No BS, guys, is always where you want to be. And anytime you feel doubt about what you're doing, if you notice you're having fat girl thinking, you should be listening to the fat girl thinking modules again. If you are like all confused about the hunger scale, you should be listening to the fresh start again. I don't care if you've listened 50,000 times. 50,001 will be the time that it makes sense. Okay? I had an overeat off plan last night and I was doing it, said to myself, I know I'm doing this and I'm not going to do a recovery worksheet for it. How can I counter these thoughts? I woke up this morning and did a recovery sheet, but I know it would have been more effective in the moment. This is what I tell people to do. Like if you're sitting there and already arguing with yourself that you're not going to do it, then you have to think, so why am I choosing not to do it right now? You need to at least walk away from it knowing exactly why you're not doing it. It is going to be because I don't want to face up to it. Because I don't want to think about it. And then you ask yourself, well, why don't I want to think about it? You just keep asking why, and eventually you'll either do the recovery worksheet, or you will have asked enough questions that then when you finally do it, you have a lot of good information. But like, you know, what do I say to myself in that moment and stuff? You just keep saying why. Guys, at some point, you have to have non-negotiable rules. Like, your rule with yourself, for all of you, should really, it should be, I never waste another overeat again. I don't give a shit if I do them. Like, if I have overeats, that's one thing. But here's the one thing that will never happen again. I will not shit on my future self and not do a recovery worksheet. I owe it to me. And if I'm going to eat, I will never teach myself ever again that that was the easy button. The only way overeats stop is they have to become more painful to do than not eating. And right now, when you tell yourself, I'm not going to do the recovery worksheet, blah, 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 you are making shitting on yourself easier to do than showing up for yourself. So I want you to be really clear. And like, that's the stuff you need to hear. And that is like, I would watch this live again. I would write that stuff down. I would write it down like 10 times. And I would make sure that you're understanding, like, because here's the thing about overeats, guys. The only way you're going to stop overeating is that your dreams have to be more compelling than a donut that's fresh and hot and given to you free. Like, that's a very tempting offer. If I had fresh hot donuts, let's say I had fresh hot donuts and we're all meeting at a bar where there's endless nachos and wine and beer flowing, like, your future self has to be more compelling than all that. The only way that stuff doesn't become as easy is you have to make choosing it painful. And what you guys do is you wait too long and that moment was never painful. Like, sit with it. Like, literally sit with it. Make sure that you, like, you know, sit with an urge as long as you can. And then when you do, tell yourself the truth. Like, I'm totally choosing to eat off plan. This is no one's fault. This is me breaking a plan. Like, be painfully aware in the moment. And then when you're, before you even start eating, say, and there is no skipping out on the recovery worksheet. There's no shitting out on myself. There's no doing that. Like, you have to make overeating not be easy. And that takes conscious work. And let me just tell you, if you're used to taking the easy road on overeating, the next 30 times, you're going to layer in one little thing at a time. Until the 30th time, it's like, good Lord. I'm always asking myself why, and I'm always telling myself the truth, and I'm sitting here, and I'm like, you've layered in so many pain and trigger points that you don't want to do it anymore because it takes a long time. But you need to make it as painful as possible to eat the overeats. Not easy as possible to do it. And then do a recovery worksheet and then wonder why you get no traction on them. They're only going to give you so much awareness. But they also have to give you, it's like that whole thing is like, you got to be, I remember several girls that have done like a lot of recovery worksheets and they've lost a lot of weight. And it's not because their overeats ended. It's because they drastically reduced. Because a lot of times they'll say, like, they'll want to just grab ass a little bullshit. And they're like, I don't want to have to do a whole recovery worksheet over this. And it's because they've made a recovery worksheet non-negotiable. It's like, if you're willing to shove something in your mouth, be willing to shove a pen in your hand. I'm a January newbie. In January, I did my protocol. I've changed a lot since. Is it time to make a new one? Yeah, you can go ahead and make you a new one. Anytime. I love it when you guys want to change your protocol because you're like, I think I'm ready to level up a little bit. So yeah, you can go ahead and change it. I'm on track with 4 basics. Congratulations, Sarah. I'm learning that when I'm on a roll and see some success, then my brain starts with the, you've got this, you can ease up a bit type thoughts. Everybody goes through that just about. You just need to be aware of it and don't do it. This is all it is. Like, you need to tell yourself, and that's just a lot of things I think in the past. I know it's coming this time, and I won't be letting up. the air, and I would do, like, I would write down on a sheet of paper, the areas that I'm likely to start adding in some donkey ass shit is these things. Like, I'm likely to make a little extra. I'm likely to grab ass a little food. I'm likely to add an extra exception meal. I'm likely to do these things. And here's how I'm not going to do that this time. Like, I don't care if you have to publicly state it or whatever you need to do. You need to make that list. I think this is tied to the belief that diets are hard or I can't lose weight. Need some guidance getting past that mental hump. I gave you some, it's not because of all that. Just tell yourself it's not because, this is not a hard diet. Guys, seriously, my four basics are not hard. Quit telling yourselves they're hard. I talked about this last night on our Zoom call. The four basics are simple to understand. They are not complicated. You need to tell yourself 1,000 times over, this is the simplest way to lose weight that I was ever told in my life. The hard part is continually working on my mind. The hardest part for most of you with my four basics is that you're still gonna fuck them up, which is supposed to happen, but most of you think because they're simple and not complicated that they shouldn't be fucked up. It's like, oh no, they still take time to learn. You still have to build the habits in. You still have to do all that. And they bring up all your drama. There's no better way for drama to be brought up than with simple things, because the simple things don't, like if you have it too complicated, then you're thinking so hard and you're really focused on it, and then it just blows up in your face. These are like, we can start this shit now. We don't have to do a whole lot to get ready for it, and boom, here we are, drama. Drama central, first thing. So the biggest, like the hard part for you guys is going to be when you're like, you know, y'all are so used to getting a, here's my calorie range, and now I got a white knuckle and just suffer. Like now it's like, oh, I just got to experiment and stuff. So when you're missing the suffering, then you just beat yourself up over it. And it's like, well, let me add my suffering in. My diet has to be hard. So let me make it hard by beating myself up when I overeat, having unrealistic expectations of myself, resisting doing the realistic plan as if that could never work, even though I watched thousands of people go through it and do just fine. Like that's the hard part. The hard part is not doing that shit. So you just need to tell yourself that this is a simple, executable plan. I'm doing fine. I do not need to make it hard by adding in bullshit extras and breaking the habits. It's like simple. You just tell yourself, there's nothing hard about this. I'm going to wake up every day. I'm going to write a realistic plan. Here I am. Before I eat, I'm going to learn how to get into the habit of asking, am I hungry? If I'm hungry, time to eat. If I'm not hungry, time to wait. And that's all it is. You're just waiting on physical hunger. You're not being deprived. You're not being restricted. You're not doing anything but just choosing to wait for your physical hunger. If you have thoughts, you just tell yourself, the only reason why I feel deprived right now is because I'm just playing in my dirty diaper. This is not actual deprivation. That's the pieces that we want to layer in. The biggest part of my program that sets it apart from everything else is that you're like given what to do. So like I give you the four basics. Other people give you keto. They give you calorie ranges and stuff. We're all giving you a framework. The problem is nobody's teaching you how to manage your mind around your framework. And that's the stuff I want you doing. I want you having those conversations with yourself. And guys, it doesn't happen overnight. Quit expecting it to. It's going to happen over time. Lots of time. Rewiring your personal negotiations and thoughts takes a long time. I want you to think about it. You've been cheating on yourself for a long time. For everybody that has a partner, if your partner, your wife, or your husband, or whatever, if they cheated on you and you wanted to stay in that relationship and you were going to stay with them, would you just be like, done, love you, trust is rebuilt, here we are, let's go on vacation? No. You would have to like clean your brain up and you'd have to work on it and rebuild and repair and stuff. You have been cheating on you for a very long time. You have been abusing yourself mentally probably for a very long time. It's going to take a while for the relationship with you and losing weight and that healthy version of you that's out there, it's going to take a while for it to change. This isn't like a Corinne drops a magic thought on you and the rest of it's easy. It's like, oh, thank God for thought work. That was simple. That's not part of it. I can give you all the thoughts you need, but guys, just giving you a thought just gives you direction. It does not make it feel easier. because it's going to compete with your old thoughts. Your job is to practice them. Your job is to, every time you want to go to your old thoughts, to replace them with the new ones and just be like, and I'm replacing it, and this is what I'm going to choose to focus on. It's going to feel slightly better, but not much, because I'm going to be feeling the tension between believing what I've always believed and wanting to believe this. Wow, TDL on self-cheating. That struck a nerve, I bet. I love the new recovery worksheet. Printed 50 and spiral bound them so I have my data for camp. Guys, I highly recommend for all of you. And actually, Sarah, I'm so glad you brought this up. Thank you for printing them and binding them. Somebody else posted yesterday about how they printed the recovery worksheets. If you plan to do recovery worksheets, you probably should have them printed. Here's the thing. Y'all struggle enough with doing a recovery worksheet. Do not rely on your ass that once you overeat, that you're going to be like motivated to go do a recovery worksheet. Like in Atomic Habits, we got to remove all the obstacles. That means go get that shit printed. Get it loaded on your iPad. Whatever it is, you, for all my digital girls, whatever you got to do, the shit should be locked and loaded, ready to go. Keep some in your purse. Get the 2-minute drill version. Keep that shit in your purse. So when you're at work, boom, get it done. Or just keep one and then buy you like a little, I don't have one, but hang on. Well, I don't have one. I thought I had a little notepad. Like, get something this size. And get you a little something for your purse. This would be my recovery journal. Tuck my worksheet in there and then just do it bullet style. Just like look at the questions and write your shit down. Like, you can do stuff like that, guys. Get creative. Here's the thing. You got to get it done. Come up with, like, how you're going to do that. And when you're, like, not fighting it, and you're thinking about what's the best way I'm going to lose weight? How can I blow through all my obstacles? What could I be doing for myself? You come up with ideas. And you set up your systems around you so that they support you and they don't get in your way. How do you keep the compelling reason in the forefront of your mind? You need to write it down probably at least twice a day. Like, I would write it first thing in the morning. Like, when you do your 24-hour plan, write your compelling reason down in the notes section of the 24-hour plan. Then when you do your assessment at the end of the day, write it again. The only way that it's going to stay in the forefront of your mind is for you to have triggers. Put it on a sticky. Put it somewhere where you can find it. Stick it in your wallet so that every time you have to use your cash or your credit card, you have to see it. Put it on your phone so that every time that you go to pick up your phone, the first thing you see is your compelling reason. You can do all kinds of things, but guys, literally, it needs to be like you are falling over it. It's so many places. Is one step forward, two steps back normal? As long as you were learning from your two steps back. January baby, initially lost 11 pounds, but now it is down to 8. Determined to continue moving forward and learning from my mistakes, but sometimes I get frustrated with myself. I don't think that one step forward and two steps back is a good way to think about it. I just always like to think I'm moving forward no matter what. You're thinking that because you gained a little weight, that somehow you're going backward. That feels like shit. You need to think, this is teaching me something. What am I supposed to be learning from this? What are the things that I'm like not doing right now? Like, that is what you want to use that data for. Like, it is not like I would just tell myself, I'm never going backward. I am always moving forward because my eyes are trained on where I want to go. And so when I make mistakes, when I don't do things, I'm automatically learning from it. Every time you do something, guys, every weigh-in, every mistake, every overeat, I don't care what it is. Every single one of them is something in you raising its hand saying, here's one thing I need you to work on. Let's examine me because I really want to get cleaned up. That's what all of that's doing for you. But you guys think it's all working against you. Like, your fat girl thinking is just telling you the stuff you want to clean up. Like, it's just raising its hand, volunteering to be worked on. Most of you are like, it needs to go away. It's like tearing me apart. It's doing all these things to me. It's like, no, You know what it's doing? It's saying, hey girl, get to work. Here we are. You want to work today? Or do you want me to just keep doing this on repeat until you're ready to work? Because that's essentially what, like, all your mistakes, all your habits, all your fat girl thinking, all that stuff is just all of it sitting there saying, I'll be here until you're ready to work on me. Just letting you know, I'm going to be right here. Not going far. And that's what you want to do. I increased my exercise intensity and have been so hungry and fatigued all week. Should I be changing the types of food I'm eating? You can. When you up your, just make sure you're upping your water along with your exercise. Most of the time when you start exercising, you're going to need to probably about a 25% increase in your normal water intake. That will help some. Sometimes if you just notice that you're probably going to be more tired. If you hadn't been exercising, all of a sudden you're exercising, you are going to be more tired. It'd be like if you went from being a couch potato to suddenly getting a job, you're going to be more tired. If you're using more of your energy systems, just expect that piece. I wouldn't worry about that. You'll eventually level out when your body gets like, you know, straight. As far as if you've been more hungry, just plan an extra snack. And then if you're hungry, eventually that will level out too. You'll probably see you can go back to your normal eating patterns. But I always start with the water first. It's hard as hell. Hang on a second. It's hard as hell to get my husband to understand the fat girl thinking, specifically when she comes out. He's trying so hard to help, and I love him because he truly loves me. But he doesn't understand the real fight of positive versus fat girl thinking. He thinks it should be turned off like a switch. I don't know why you want to change his thought. He loves me. He doesn't understand. What do you want him to understand? Be like, oh, yeah, I get it. Like, I have now adopted beating myself up. Totally get where you're coming from. Like, no, we don't want him to have understanding. We don't want him to, like, guys, like, that would be like me saying to Logan, you don't get it. Mommy's in the deuter because she can't control her brain. So let me just tell you what she says all day so that you can get some compassion over here. I don't want that. I don't want my son or your husband to ever understand what we go through mentally. I want it to always be completely foreign to them. So that they can just love the shit out of me, see the best in me, so that I can see someone else who's already doing that. And let me just tell you, he's right. It can be turned off like a switch. You don't think it can, so it's going to be harder for you. Here's how you turn off fat girl thinking like a switch. Every time it comes up, you don't argue that somebody should understand. You don't argue that it's going to take a long time. You don't get pissed that you have it. Here's how you stop fat girl thinking. You quit thinking it's a huge ass problem in your life. You just like every time it comes through, no, thank you. We don't think like that anymore. New thought. You're always redirecting. You spend more time redirecting than you do trying to figure out how to convince people that it's normal. That's how you end fat girl thinking. Let's not normalize that. Why don't we make that the abnormality? And they're like, yeah, you're right. It's some bullshit ass thinking. I'm going to work on turning that shit off like a faucet. Like, let's put energy and effort there rather than energy and effort into like trying to get our husband to be on board with why we get to beat ourselves up all the time. No, we're not going to do that. My scale broke. Now I'm freaking out. No way to measure the journey. Oh my God, Melissa. What are you fucking talking about? Step one, go buy a scale if you need to do it so bad. But you don't need to measure that part in order to know your journey. You know your start weight. After that, until you get to goal, you know what you should be measuring all the way down the most and putting your energy and effort into? Your fucking behaviors. What's your action line? How many 24-hour plans have you done? That is what I want you measuring. I don't give a damn if any of you got a scale. You can just like jump into the weigh-in thread and answer every question except for the number. Like, be like, my scale broke, so I'm going to do my weigh-in thread today based on how I showed up for me this week. Here's all the shit that I'm doing. That's what I want for you guys. Like, not to like, you know. Like, I love it how, like, you don't have a scale to tell you your number and you act like you don't know. Like it says, now my fuck it thoughts are coming out. Like I'm going to just eat. The scale was never keeping you on plan. Your brain was. Do not give the scale that much power. Get out of that shitty diaper, because I'm going to tell you right now, that thing is full of like gangrene and rash. I'm having trouble implementing pattern thoughts. This is Heidi. I am 1 minute on plan, on track, and on fire, and then bam, I put food in my mouth and I'm off plan. It feels so habitual and clearly in response to needs for soothing. But some tips on how to slow it down and give myself a better chance to sit and think. You're going to like, so I've talked about this on the Zoom call. What you're going to need to do is like, before you eat, ask, am I hungry? If you're already eating, then when you're eating, you stop and you say, was I hungry? I need to remember next time to ask, am I hungry? You're going to have to just keep doing that process before. It is habitual. That's all it is. It's just rolling fast. The other thing is wherever that you're used to just putting things in your mouth, make them harder to access. Like, don't just keep doing things the same way. Like, if let's say that you clean up dinner and you do the, like, let's say you eat stuff off people's plates, then don't clean up dinner for an hour. Let it sit. I know that will like kill some of you OCD people, but I'd rather be having a kitchen full of dirty dishes for an hour than have my ass growing because I keep cleaning up the nibbles off people's plates. So think about how you can make some, make it harder to execute. I have to do low impact for hip issues. I hate indoor pools. Is it worth the Peloton investment if I have to stay seated? Yep. Like, I love that thing. I can't ride it right now because of my quad, and it's like literally every day I look at it and I just want to walk by it and cry and hug it. I love that thing. I even tried to get on it today. I didn't even like strap in. I just got on it just to see what I could do, but my quad's not having it. So I shall be waiting, but I think it's good. Now, Rhonda, let me tell you about the Peloton on the low impact. You're going to want to do everything seated, but I'm going to tell you, when I do the 20-minute seated rides and stuff, I'm a fucking sweat horse afterward, so I wouldn't worry about it. I just can't actually rotate my leg like that right now because part of mine is like just, it's a mess. What's the difference between overeating and binging? I don't usually separate them out too much except for the fact that with binge eaters, they eat large volumes of food and they usually don't stop until they're very uncomfortable, sick, or like almost like, I like to call it like just comatose. Like they've just ate so much that they're in like a total coma or fog so that they don't have to feel something. It's intensely emotional and it's very urgent. Usually with binge eaters, and they always do it in secret. You never see anyone binge in public. Overeating is just like you just overeat. And some of us will overeat to discomfort and we'll eat a lot of food or whatever, but like we'll do it with our husband. Or it can be emotional, but it's more just like just sitting there mindlessly eating and stuff. Binge eaters carry around a lot of shame. But it's super, super, super emotional. And it's usually large volumes of food. Is it okay to concentrate on just the process and developing good habits instead of where my weight is and what my compelling reason is? It seems to help me be more fun and relaxed if I take the focus off food and it seems like I have less cravings. Yeah, if that's working for you, I would do it all day long. Your compelling reason right now, I give you a good, you've already got one. It's fun and exciting. Right now, my compelling reason is just to enjoy the process. That's it. I think that's the best compelling reason. But I think that's amazing. I would do that, Andra. And if you don't want to focus on your weight right now, guys, anybody who doesn't want to focus on their weight, I think it's fine. You don't have to. I just don't want you to be scared to. But if you want to focus on your behaviors and gamifying and making it fun and enjoyable and stuff, I'm never going to tell anybody, well, that's some bullshit. That's the best way to do it. Okay? All right. That's all for the questions, guys. Y'all have a good one. It is, Thursday? Yep. So I will see you guys tomorrow for Weekend Motivator. I think it's at noon. And hopefully I will look better because we are going to... Ooh, I see one more question. Kathy, you don't have to copy it. I'll just answer it here. Fruit on plan, but I was starving and today is run day. Or a healthy egg white turkey... ate a healthy egg white turkey omelet. Was that a better choice? I don't think it was a better choice. I think it was just a different choice. I don't think either one's any better or worse. You know, like when I run, I typically don't eat anything, but you know, after a run, you can eat whatever you want. It really, don't get too caught up in all that. Like, just don't get too caught up in all of that sports. Like, you know, is this better? Is that better? If you're eating healthy, you are doing yourself a straight dope solid. I mean, that is the big thing. Like, I would never want to try to debate which one is a better food between the healthy turkey egg white omelets. The only thing about your egg white omelet is I would probably make a full egg omelet. I'm not a big fan of just egg whites. I like to get the healthy fat in there, especially for runners, just because with running, you're going to be doing a lot of shit to your joints and you're going to want all the healthy fats you can get. So that's just one option. All right. You guys have a good one. I will talk to you tomorrow for Weekend Motivator, and we will see what I'll come up with to kick some ass first thing on a Friday, or I guess lunchtime on a Friday morning. Have a good one. Bye, y'all.